From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Here are signs the economy is in trouble. Sales of cheaper generic supermarket brands, up. Sales of new cars, down. People drive less, they bike and walk more. But the recent troubling trends do find one industry still doing well, electronic goods. We're joined by John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, what kind of gadgets are we talking about, electronic goods?
Well, cell phones, flat-screen TVs, music players, video games. You know, this industry showed a robust 4.8% sales increase in July. And here's why we think this is happening. We're cocooning. We're staying at home to avoid buying gasoline. And since we're home, we're finding our entertainment there. So we need fancier TVs and computers and stereos. Even electronic book readers are doing well. You know, the Financial Times had a story on this today, and they found a special sale at Sam's Clubs, which are run by Walmart, called a staycation bundle, which includes a 46-inch flat-screen TV with all the speakers and accoutrements and cables. So retailers are on to this trend.
Huh, that's interesting. I imagine this has got to be very good news for the electronics industry.
It's a pleasant surprise. Analysts had been predicting a very sharp downturn in sales because many of these gizmos were considered discretionary items. It's not such good news for consumers because sellers have been able to keep their prices high with so much demand. Stephen Baker, who keeps track of the electronics industry for the NPD Group, says gadget makers have done a good job turning what used to be luxuries into must-have items.
You know, electronics are a lot more a part of people's daily lives than they've ever been before. They really feel like they can't live without a cell phone again or a computer. So when it's time to replace those things, they just have to replace them the same way you have to replace a dishwasher or the brakes on your car.
Now, it's not all good news for the industry. They're certainly doing well, especially compared with any other industry in the current economy. But Baker says last year's sales increase was really nearly double. So this industry is used to a strong growth, and the slowdown has had an effect.
Well, you also have to wonder if this is going to continue spending money on gadgets when the federal tax rebates have run out, those checks.
Exactly. And we start worrying more about jobs and inflation. You know, our economy has become very dependent on consumer spending. It makes up more than 70% of the total economy. Back in the 60s, it was more like 60%. Americans saved more then, and investments from these savings were plant and equipment improvements, infrastructure. It made up more of the overall economy. So we may be going back, seeing the end of this consumer bubble.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.